number 10. And we're going to read just a few verses of chapter 10 of Proverbs, beginning at the 22nd verse, down to the 25th verse. And I know I'm not going to ask you to stand. I just want you to be seated and just listen. And I know that we stand and we honor the word, but I want you to sit, relax, and I want you to just listen for a few moments. The Lord gave me this message yesterday. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 22 down to 25. And it reads as this, as thus. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. He hath added no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desires of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Father, we come on this first Sunday, the last first Sunday of September in this year. Father, we thank you for your divine protection in the people of God's life. Father, would you allow this empty vessel? Would you fill it with thine anointing, with the power from on high? And allow me these few moments, Jesus, to speak with clarity and understanding so that the people, my God, can feel the power, can feel the glory in your word. Father, would you speak? Father, would you speak? Jesus. Glory to God. Through this empty clay of vessel. Because Jesus, if you don't speak, hallelujah, people will not hear. If you don't speak, Jesus, glory to God, there will be no deliverance. There will be no healing. Because, Lord, you are everything to us. Lord, would you heal today? Would you deliver today, Jesus? Would you set the captive free and glorify thyself? In Jesus' name, we pray, and that everyone say, amen. And I'm going to take my thought this afternoon from verse number 22. And it says that the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with them. My thought for the morning is the benefits of God versus the benefits of the world. Satan. And later on in my preachment, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to ask a couple of you, so listen and think, what are some of the benefits that the world has given you? Because there are some good things out there. I'm going to point out a few people. So I want you to begin to think of some of the good things that have benefited you from the world. What does benefit mean? Benefit is something that is advantageous or good. An advantage, a payment or gift as one made to help someone or given by an employer. The company offers its employees a pension plan. They used to offer free health insurance, but they no longer do that. But when you look at Proverbs can be, in verse number 22, can be interpreted in two ways. The first one, only the Lord's blessing brings wealth to people's lives. People scheme and they labor with the strength, but without God's blessing, they will never accumulate riches. Rich people are rich because of God's blessing. Matthew 5 and 45 says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun, S-U-N, to shine on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just as well as the unjust. So blessing comes to the unsaved, comes by God. All blessing, all riches comes from God. Number two says that the only people who are truly rich, I want you to listen to this, are those who are blessed by the Lord. Genuine wealth is not determined by money or possession. The world thinks that's genuine wealth, of how much money you got, or how much I have in my possession. Many people have vast treasures in worldly things, but are poor in every other way. On the other hand, many who have little of this world's good lead the richest and happy life because of the Lord's blessing. Come on, say the Lord's blessing.
The Lord's blessing.
While having money is preferred to not having it, the greatest blessings of God have nothing to do with material things. I'm speaking from the book of Proverbs. And we know who wrote the book of Proverbs. Solomon was the wisest man that lived in that time. Solomon was the richest man. Had everything. He was a king. He had all the money, all the riches. They say he had how many wives did he have, Ella? Over 700 wives. Jesus. And 200 concubines. He had everything. But see, Solomon knew from experience that money and possession could not bring true and lasting joy. He also knew that wealth brought trouble and sorrow to people's lives. We go around and we're trying to get money, we're trying to get all of this, and you don't know what it's bringing into your life. Hallelujah. It tells us that if we don't use it right, then it's going to bring sorrow and it's going to bring trouble. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. Now listen to this. It said, better is a handful without quietness, with quietness, I'm sorry. Better is a handful with quietness than both hands full with travail and vexation of the spirit.
Jesus.
Trouble! That's what it brings. This world has nothing to offer but trouble. But true wealth, the blessing of the Lord, is not mixed or burdened with sleepless nights that accompany worldly wealth. Don't you know people that are wealthy of this world, they don't sleep good? They can't sleep good because they're sitting up watching their money.
Jesus.
They don't trust nobody. They don't even trust their wife. They don't trust the kids. Because they love that money more than they love their family. They can give account for every penny that's gone out of the safe box or wherever they keep it. They can't sleep. They toss and turn. They can't even feel safe when they walk the street. Because, see, they want everybody to know that they're wealthy. The type of car, you know how we place people in certain categories by the type of cars that we drive. By the type of house that we live in.
Yeah.
That's how the world does. Or he got plenty of money. Then look at that car. Look at that $800 suit he got on. Look at them $1,000 shoes he got on. And look at the people that are suffering in the world. Because they're using their wealth. They're storing it up. Hallelujah. But they don't know when the day of reckoning shall come. Hallelujah. But true wealth, the blessing of the Lord, is not mixed or with burdens, but the problem of this world. The wise understand and delight in wise behavior. Fools enjoy evil behavior. You got people that set up at night plotting to do evil.
Jesus.
Setting up, you got people that got jobs, that work with money, plotting, how can I steal this money? You got people that work on a cash register, that make $15 an hour, setting up trying to scheme away, how can I get $20 in my pocket? Money! Money! It's everything. That's all they talk about. It's money. Hallelujah. Money. Jobs. I look at the world of the industry today. And remember, I asked you when I was in the earlier, and I'm going to ask you now, what are some of the benefits that the world has offered you? And I'm going to ask, Mother, what are some of the good benefits that you can see that the world has offered you? While you're thinking, I'll come back to you. Sister Mazzetta, speak up. What are some of the benefits that the world has offered you that you feel that benefited you? And I'll help you out. Number one is the world gave you a job. See, there are some good things out there. But you just can't put them in the place of God. You need it. See, you got to live in this world. But we can't put the world out of God because he's not our God. 53 years ago, the employers had to give you life insurance, health insurance, some type of pension plan, a retirement plan. They had the job, had industries, they had incentive plans. If you wanted to further your education, they would pay for your education, especially if it was going to benefit their growth in the company. Thank you, Jesus. They had OJT. They don't even have that anymore. OJT, on the job training, where that you want to have upward mobility. They're going to help you grow in the company. They don't have that in none of the companies and the industries anymore. Because they had all of that good stuff. But now, because of the unions have been taken out, everything now, they're taken away from the employee so that the employer can get more. They're doing away with full-time employment. They're doing away with so that you can become a part-timer. When you become a part-time worker, they don't have to give you no type of benefits. And those that do have benefits, it ain't no good. Nobody wants to take them. The world is trying to squeeze the little people. When we look at the world of this society today, everything has changed. Everything has depreciated. Decreased in value. Are completely disappeared. The system of this world is taking everything that we once had. They've taken it down from us to nothing. The world right now is in a type of slow key recession. Those that are wealthy are squeezing everything from the little man. They are trying to kill you, to destroy you. They don't want you to have nothing. Taking all of your benefits. Hallelujah. The benefits of God versus the benefits of the world. Hallelujah. The world is ran by a spirit. President Trump ain't running nothing. He's just taking orders. You think he's in charge? He's not in charge. This world is ruled by the principality of the air, which is Satan. It belongs to him. Back in the Bible, back in the Tower of Babylon, God turned over the government to Nebuchadnezzar. And ever since man has been involved about doing God's business, it has been corrupt. Yes. You look at politicians today, when they get into office, they are richer when they get out of office than they was when they went into office. Something wrong with that. Hallelujah. Something wrong with that. Their benefits is not even compared to your benefits. Even the ones that you once had on the job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Satan is on the warpath. He's beginning to start wars. He is getting close to his final destination. He can feel the power that he once had slipping away. And because he feels it slipping away, that power that you had, that he was given on the job, he's pulling it away from you. Glory to God. You look at what's going on today. Oh, hallelujah. The thing that we once had, we don't have it anymore. Jobs are evaporating. Glory. Hallelujah. They are suing the pharmaceuticals. Glory, hallelujah. But to know that there is a benefit package that is available to you today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All you need to do is make up your mind, and then you can have this coverage that the Lord Jesus Christ is offering you. When you look at Satan, Satan had an endowment policy. You know what an endowment policy is, that you can keep it for so long, and then at that end of maturity date, it has to mature. Satan realized that his endowment policy that the Lord had told him is getting ready to endow. And his job is right now, glory to God, to keep you on the out, to keep you on the outside, looking in on the inside. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But God has a policy, a benefit, glory to God, that you can feel safe in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I looked at an insurance policy that an insurance company had sent me. Glory to God. And they wanted over $100-some just to have $50,000 of insurance. Thank you, Jesus. But God has an insurance policy that is not going to cost you no money. It's not going to cost you one red cent. All it's going to cost you, glory to God, if you give up your will, if you turn from your wicked ways, and glory to God, surrender to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Hallelujah. 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 In Psalms 37 and 25, it says that I don't care what the world is going through. It says that I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have never seen the righteous beg forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. You have God insurance package and benefit. There are many, 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 many promises of God's benefit in the scriptures. And I went down and I'm going to pass these out because you need to know your coverage. Glory to God. I want you, if you want to know, you can come and get a copy. You got to learn to know what God is offering you. You got some people right now, they got an insurance policy and haven't even read it. Thank you, Jesus. How do you even know what you are covered if you don't read the insurance policy? God has your benefit package, and He has everything that you need. Thank you, Jesus. There are many, many promises of the benefits in the scripture. And see, these promises are not just casual benefits or promises. You know how sometimes we make a promise and we can't keep it. Thank you, Jesus. These benefits are promises of God. They are rock solid, unequivocal, committed, of benefits made by God Himself. These benefits, these promises, was not made by man. They were written by man, but they was not made by man. God gave these promises. Glory to God. Why are you sitting up, not being covered? Glory to God. From head to toe, God has a benefit package. Glory to God. Because God is faithful. The recipient of the divine promises can have full assurance that what God has pledged, He will indeed bring it to pass. I want everybody to say with me, Numbers 23, 19 through 20. And I'm going to ask everyone, I want y'all to learn that. I want you to learn Numbers 23, 19 and 20. and get it in your spirit. Get it in your soul. It said, God is not man. Hallelujah. That he should lie. Nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, glory to God. I receive commandments to bless. He has been commanded to bless his people. And he has blessed. He has blessed. And he cannot reverse it. He cannot reverse it. Glory to God. And I just want to read a few of the benefits of Christ. Hallelujah. The righteous has eternal life. Glory to God. The return of Christ is going to be joy and bliss in Christ's presence. Now listen to this. There's going to be a reunion with loved ones. Hallelujah. And a reward at the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is accepting applications this morning. And he's hiring on the spot. You ever been to an interview where they're hiring on the spot? You sign your name. You don't even have to do a 30-day probation period because they're hiring on the spot. You don't see that nowhere today. But I'm here to tell you that he's hiring on the spot. He's accepting applications. And not only is he accepting applications, he told me to reach out to the backslider. Telling the backslider, it's time to come home. Oh, glory to God. He's calling them back before it's too late to get under the blood covering. You need to be covered by the blood of Christ. You need Christ's blood. The world is trying to take back the low and the weak because he's running out of time. How long? Not long. The leaders, they are fighting amongst themselves. The prince of this world knows that dispensation of grace is almost at an end. Glory to God. Don't wait till it's too late. Hallelujah. Give your life to the master. If you're not covered, glory to God. There's no pre-existing condition in Christ. You don't have to wait 30 days or 60 days before you are covered. It's immediate coverage. When you walk into him, when you give him your will, you don't need no money. All you need is yourself. When you give your life to the master, oh glory to God. I remember when Jesus called me, oh glory to God, I was sitting in a bar, hanging knees, down on Communipo Avenue, had a double shot of Chevy's in my glass, thanking Jesus. I went to turn that double shot up, but then something told me, say, you are better than that. You don't need that. Get up and get out of here. I listened to the voice of God. Hallelujah. See, I was going through. I had just lost my job at the post office. Oh, look at God. Hallelujah. Didn't have a job. Had no money. Had a house note. Glory to God. But God helped me and provided for me. I wasn't even married to my wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I left my job, when I lost my job, I didn't need it. When I lost my job, I thought that I was going to lose her too. Glory to God. I had no job, no means of taking care of her. Thank you, Jesus. What woman, what a man that does not have a job? You can't even take care of yourself. How you gonna take care of a wife? Thank you, Jesus. But see, I think somewhere along the line, she must have loved me a little bit, because she didn't leave. She stayed with me. She helped me. Glory to God. That's what the love of God does. Thank you, Jesus. The love of God don't turn your back on you when you're in need. Glory to God. I know, Brother Joe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When out of sin, glory to God. In the garden, glory to God. The Father looked down and said, my. They need some help. Glory to God. And if I don't send no help, they will be lost eternally. Glory to God. He looked at his son. His son was set in royalty. Glory to God. Maybe he was watching. Glory to God, the gospel show. Hallelujah. But Jesus, when the Father called on him, glory to God, he said, I'll go. I'll go. Because they were in one accord. Thank you, Jesus. See, love sometimes will inconvenience you. Hallelujah. Love will take you out of your comfortable position and send you down, glory to God, to an uncomfortable position. But because he loved his Father, he loved his Father. They had never been separated before. Sin calls, hallelujah, the Father and the Son to be separated only for a short amount of time. But he said, I'll go, Lord. I'll go, Father. I'll go shed my blood. Because we needed the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. You need this blood covering, hallelujah, benefit policy that the Lord Jesus Christ is offering today.
Jesus.
You know, I'm preaching this because time is winding up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I might not be here, but time is short. Glory to God. I'm living on the blessing of the Lord. I'm 72 years old. Hallelujah. He only promised 70. Hallelujah. Honey, I got to live right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe, saints, in my heart, that I'm here for a reason. Hallelujah. I want you to grasp this. Get involved in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. This house does not belong to me, Sister Greta, Elder Lawrence, Sister Carol, Mother. It belongs to all of us. We are family. Hallelujah. We need to get together and work more. Hallelujah. Find something to do. Whatever it is, do it.
Jesus.
Because Christ has did it all for us. Now all the other stuff that has to be done is up to us. You shouldn't have to come and say the church needs to be clean. If you see it need to be dirty, that's, hey, Pastor, Elder Lawrence, let's come on. Let's clean the church. This is how you work out your salvation. He said, if you love me, my command. And then it goes on to say, work out your salvation. In what? Fear and trembling. And the scripture tells us that everybody say they're going to heaven, not going to heaven.
Right.
Scripture says that the righteous scarcely make it in. So what does that say? You got to make sure that you're saved. You got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because no matter how much work we do, if we're not saved, shame on us. Your works cannot save you.
Jesus.
Christ has a benefit package. And I know it seems hard. Well, you say, but I need this right now. If you are sincere with Christ, trust Him. Trust Him. Show your faith. His blessings. It says that He has been commanded to bless, and He can't reverse it. Tell you about your heads with me. Just remember that whatever the world is offering, it's only for a short period of time. But what God is offering is eternal, everlasting to everlasting. Father, thank you today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For being so kind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And so merciful.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I hope that this word.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That those who
Jesus,
are not covered.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Want to be covered.
Oh, God.
Under the blood of Jesus.